I hate when you say that, but you're too old to find what you're looking for. You're not. I know it's hard. You feel like there's so many things working against you. That specific peg that fits your hole doesn't exist. But they do. That's challenging. Challenging just to put yourself out there. Facing all the things of modern dating, because modern dating sucks. Dating sucks. It really does. People be like, oh, dating's so much fun. I mean, then they're not dating for the right reasons. They're dating, well, because they're not dating for the wrong reasons either. They're dating to have fun. I know you're tired of dating to have fun. You don't want to date to have fun. You want to date to meet someone and settle down and just be like, that's it. I don't have to worry about anything anymore. You know? And that's hard. Because it means that the people you're running into, you just have to hope that they're dating for the same reasons you are. I know you feel like you have so much baggage, but we all have so much baggage, you know? We all have a lot of stuff we carry around with us, whether it's obvious or not. I get it. I really do. But you shouldn't give up. You shouldn't stop trying. You shouldn't stop putting yourself out there, despite the risks. And yeah, I get it. There's a lot of them. I feel like every time you go on a date that goes nowhere, you're wasting time. But you're not. You're closing a door that was going nowhere, which in the long run is saving you some time. You'll find what you're looking for. You really will. It just might take some more time. Some more trying, more putting yourself out there. A lot more risk. But at the end of the day, I think it's worth the reward. So it's not too late. It honestly, truly is not too late. It really isn't. You'll find it. You really will find it. When you do, they'll love you for all of you. For everything. And the things you think are baggage won't look like baggage to them. They'll look like blessings. They'll take all of you. Completely. It'll take work and take time and take risk. But eventually, you'll find it. You will find it. And you'll look back at this time and all the things before and realize they were necessary. That all the hurdles you had to jump through and all the obstacles and everything you faced were super important because they led you to this moment, led you to this person. And that if you didn't face those things and encounter those obstacles, then you wouldn't be the person you are now, the person that they'll fall in love with. So you needed all those things. There's a really good speech in BoJack Horseman that I really love. It's called the Movie Star Speech. And it goes a little something like this. Okay. You are the star of a movie. And this is the part of the movie where you get your heart broken. Where the world tests you. and people treat you like shit. But it has to happen this way. Otherwise, the end of the movie, when you get everything you want, won't feel as rewarding. There are assholes out there, but in the end, they don't matter. Because this movie is not about them. It's about you. It's a really good speech. That's true. In the end, this movie isn't about them. It never was. This movie's about you. So you're gonna get your happy ending. You're gonna have that moment where all the pieces just line up perfectly. You will. You're gonna have to fight for it. You're gonna have to struggle and overcome. But you have to. It's the only way to make the ending more rewarding. It's the only way to keep the audience on your side. But you'll get there. After all, this movie's about you.